message. And my scripture reading is in Exodus 2. Exodus 2, starting with verse 1. Now a man from the house of Levi went and married a daughter of Levi. The woman conceived and bore a son. And when she saw that he was beautiful, she hid him for 3 months. But when she could hide him no longer, she got him a wicker basket and covered it over with tar and pitch. Then she put the child into it and set it among the reeds by the bank of the Nile. Her sister stood at a distance to find out what would happen to him. The daughter of Pharaoh came down to the bathe at the Nile with her maidens walking alongside the Nile. And she saw the basket among the reeds and sent her maid, and she brought it to her. When she opened it, she saw the child, and behold, the boy was crying. And she had pity on him and said, "This is one of the Hebrews' children." Then his sister said to Pharaoh's daughter, "Shall I go and call a nurse for you from the Hebrew women, that she may nurse the child for you?" Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Go ahead." So the girl went and called the child's mother. Then Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Take this child away and nurse him for me, and I will give you your wages." So the woman took the child and nursed him. The child grew, and she brought him to Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. And she named him Moses, and it said, "Because I drew him out of the water." Bow with me in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this day that we remember and celebrate as Mother's Day. Heavenly Father, we thank you for all of the mothers that you have given us. We thank you for their lives. We thank you for their efforts with their children and grandchildren. And Heavenly Father, we ask you to give them that help that only you can give, that spiritual help. Send your Holy Spirit to lead and guide them. And Heavenly Father, help them to be the very best mothers that they can be. And help their children and nurture their children in the knowledge of you. And Heavenly Father, we ask that you bless all of the things that we will read and we will express, and help it to help each and one of us as you would have. In the name of Jesus, your loving Son, we ask. Amen. My text is verse 2, 3, and 4 of Exodus 2. And let's read there. The woman conceived and bore a son. And when she saw that he was beautiful, she hid him for 3 months. But when she could hide him no longer, she got him a wicker basket and covered it over with tar and pitch. Then she put the child into it and set it among the reeds by the bank of the Nile. His sister stood at a distance to find out what would happen to him. Today, we celebrate Mother's Day. The Bible has many examples of wonderful mothers within it, and the examples that they set. One of those is Moses' mother, and her name was Jochebed. And Jochebed cared for Moses in the usual kind of ways that a mother would care for any child. Moses' best friend was surely and truly his mother. She, from the start, nurtured him. Says that she raised him for the first 3 months of his life before anything else was considered. She not only nurtured him the way that she could only do, But she made plans for him at that young of age. She made plans for his life. And very definitely, plans to preserve his life. Because the ruler of the land, the king of the land, the Pharaoh of the land, number one head honcho, he had made a decree that the people of Israel was multiplying way too fast. And he thought that they were going to be overbearing and overcoming and a threat to the people of Egypt. And so he set out a decree that the son out of all the Hebrew families, every son from that time forward, their life would be taken from them. And that included Moses. But Jochebed planned from the start to not only care for her child in every way that she knew, but to take whatever action that she had to preserve his life, to protect him from the command of the Pharaoh. Moses' mother, in essence, put Moses completely in God's trust, in God's hands. Is there any better action than any mother could ever do with a young child, with her baby, than from the earliest point, put him in God's hands. Trust God with his life. Trust God with his future. Jochebed decided that part of her plan was that she would disobey the commands of the ruler of the land. You know what that could get her? She disobeyed the law of the land at that time. The number one person in the land. She risked her own life for her child. I know a lot of mothers that would do that. I know a lot of mothers that would put their life on the line if their child was threatened. You know, that goes along hand in hand with the scripture in the Bible that says that we should give our life, be willing to give our life for our friends. She risked not only her life, but she risked all that she had. If she had stability in her life, all of that was put in jeopardy. Whatever she had, she risked it all for her child. Jochebed realized the joy that all mothers realize, the joy of creation and preservation, the joy of motherhood. She realized this joy, and part of it was due that she seen that God wanted her to be a servant for him. Not only a mother, but called her to be of service to him by having a son that was to become number one leader of his chosen people of Israel, the nation of Israel. Moses was to be the leader. But now he was just a baby. Jochebed realized she had a service to do for God, and she was willing to do that service. Not only for God, but she was to be a service to her nation, the people of Israel. She had support, though. We have a lot of great mothers in our church and in our nation. But I think each one of them would let you know that it's not without help. They have to have help. In order for a mother to be the best that she can be, it involves others, not just what is within her. It involves a good, godly husband. It best involves a good, godly husband for a mother to bring out the best in the mother. This particular husband was also from the tribe of Levi, both mother and father. Whereas Levites. So she had a good, godly husband. She also had a helpful and obedient daughter that was willing to listen to her mother. She had a child besides Moses, a sister, an older sister. And this older sister was to help in this plan for Moses. And this particular child evidently was brought up right also and listened to the mother and helped the mother carry out her plan for the child. You know, another thing that Jochebed had in her help was she had God on her side. She had God, and she had all of the tools that God gives each mother in helping their children. She recognized that God had a purpose and a plan for Moses' life. God doesn't bring children into this world haphazardly. He has a purpose and a plan for each person. They may never know it. They may never realize it. They may never come into the knowledge of it. But we have purposes for our life. We were brought into existence for God's plan. And the sooner we realize that, and the sooner we accept the things that God had for us and His purpose for our life, the sooner we accept the gifts that He has given to each one of us, His specialized gifts, and turn them to His use, then the better off we are, the better servants we are to God. Jochebed realized Moses was special. She realized that from several aspects. But she also came to realize that he was going to serve God in a special way. Exodus 2 and verse 2 says that, "And the woman conceived and bore a son, and when she saw him, and when she saw that he was beautiful, she hid him for 3 months. What mother does not think that each and every one of their children are beautiful. And they are. And each one, very quickly we learn, very special in their own peculiar, definite little ways. In Acts 7 and 20, let's see what that tells us of the man Moses or the child Moses. And it was at this time that Moses was born, and he was lovely in the sight of God. And he was nurtured 3 months in his father's home. What do you think that means? That you were lovely in the sight of God. I think it's an indication of God's blessing and recognition of exactly who Moses was and was to be and what he was to do. Let's go to Hebrews 11 and 23 and in the King James Version. Hebrews 11 and 23. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents because they saw he was a proper child. And they were not afraid of the king's commandment. They saw that he was a proper child. What do you think that means? I think they saw the potential in Moses. I think that speaks to how he was going to be raised. That he was going to be raised to know God. He was going to be raised to know God's ways, God's laws, God's prophets. All that was available to this mother and dad, they were going to see to it that their child was raised for God and to God. And I think Jochebed accepted God's will for her son. It's one thing to have the knowledge of God calling you or calling one of your children, but it's a very different thing when you say yes to God. He wants all mothers to come to the knowledge of Him, to be the best that they can for Him, to do the very best job that they can in raising their children, and the granddads and the grandmothers to reinforce the moms and dads. Give help, give guidance, give assurance, give encouragement. Granddad and grandmothers are to reinforce by doing this for their grandchildren. For some moms and dads, it's almost a second chance, sadly to say. Maybe they didn't do quite as good as they thought they should have done with the raising of their own children. But sometimes you get a second chance. And this may be one of those very few cases where you do. And grandmothers and grandfathers, I urge you, do the very best you can for your grandchildren. Help the moms and dads. I guarantee you, they need all the help they can get. And it's not because of a lack of effort on their part. It's because in this world that we live today, it takes everything that everyone could do, even down to the aunts and uncles and so forth, to help raise children, to point them in the right direction, to correct them when they are wrong, to help set their feet on the right path when they perhaps drift astray. Jochebed knew God had a special purpose for Moses. And she accepted that. She took God's hands in that regard. And she determined within herself to cooperate with God. We could never have a better partner. We could never have better help in anything that we go to do than our loving Father God and His precious, wonderful Son and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. They are for us each moment of our life, each moment of the day. Jochebed was a mother of faith. If she wasn't a mother of faith, why would she be taken care of him so well and taking precautions every way that she could to preserve his life and to give him whatever chances that she could by making a little bed for him to set him down at the river's edge in hopes of finding a home that in essence would preserve his life for the future things that God had for him to do. She was a mother of foresight. She was a mother of faith. She had faith in God, number one. That's primary importance. That's top of the list. Faith in God. She had faith in herself. And she took action based on that faith in God and in herself. And she had faith in her son. And she was going to see that God worked his way and his will in her son's life. She was a mother of faith. She was a mother of courage and sacrifice. I think all mothers have this protective, natural courage and strength. Mothers are so different and special in many ways than the fathers. And they are the center of the family. We could say it starts with God, and it does. But in the family sense, the mother in the family is at the center. She would not accept defeat. She knew the law of the land, the command of Pharaoh. She knew the consequences of anyone that would step out of line and be known. But with her child, she would not accept defeat. She made plans in that regard to succeed. Do our mothers today make plans to succeed in regard to what they want for their children? Yes, most of them by far do. They know what the child needs. They make plans ahead of time. They make plans for their children to be successful. And so did Jochebed. She not only would not accept defeat, made plans to succeed, but she took action. What good is plans if you don't take action? Good mothers, great mothers, plan and they initiate action. A mother of faith, a mother of courage and sacrifice, and she was a godly mother. She sought God's will. That has to come at the top of the list of not only our life, but every life that God blesses us with, our friends. We have to seek God's will. We have to seek His help, His wisdom, His leadership. We have to seek the Spirit that only He can give to indwell us. We need to also come to the point that we realize that God has blessings for His people, for His children. Now, the other side of the coin we don't like to talk about, but God also has curses. It's not a one-sided deal. God lets us know His way. And if we do it His way and hold on to His hand to the end of our life, or whatever else would happen if it's not the end of our life, if we but hold on to Him, then we will have eternal life with Him. We will be part of His kingdom. We need to know that He has blessings for our life, for the children of God whom we are. And God will give us discernment. He gives mothers discernment about things concerning their children. Jochebed was a teacher for God. She knew the ways of God. She did bring up her children in the knowledge of the Lord. She claimed God's promises. She also had an active faith. It's one thing to believe in God. It's one thing to have the knowledge that God wants you to have. But if we don't take it to the step of acting and doing what God commands us to do, then how are we going to be the best mothers that we can be? How are we going to be the best servants of God that we can be? Unless there's doing, unless there's action. We are blessed to have mothers of action. We are blessed to know the mothers that God had in the Bible. The mothers like Jochebed. The mothers like Samuel's mother, that loved her child and wanted a child so bad that she was willing to give him away shortly after he was weaned. Gave her child away that she was longing so much to have that she had no child. Isn't that love? That's love for God. And that's surely faith to God. But it shows a dedication, a deeper walk with God. I'd like to, in closing, let you know a little bit more about Jochebed. Jochebed's husband, Moses' father, was named Amram. And when I looked in some references that I use occasionally, and in this particular case, I looked in the Holman Bible Dictionary, copyright 1991. And according to it, Amram means, now this is the father, means exalted people. And remember, Moses' mom and dad both were from the tribe of Levi. Jochebed was the mother of Moses and Aaron and Miriam. Jochebed, according to the reference that I just let you know, Jochebed means the word, personal name, means Yahweh's glory. Yahweh's glory. What was interesting is that not only that, but that the connecting explanation says her name, and this was out of the reference book too, I'm just not stating this, her name includes the divine name Yahweh. If anybody says that name to you, be respectful and think about something very special, because you're saying the sacred name of our Father God. And obviously, in all of our studies, all through the Word of God, we need to really be respectful. And I think the Jewish people, the Hebrew people, a lot of them, Orthodox and others, would not even say that name, would not even say Yahweh, because it was so special, so serious to be speaking of the Creator of the universe, our loving Father God. Her name includes the divine name Yahweh, evidence that the name Yahweh was known before the time of Moses. I thought that was interesting for me to look up in this general reference book and it have that in it. Jochebed, Moses' mother, means Yahweh's glory. We thank God for His plan. We thank God for mothers.